Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Reuben Hopkins. So Reuben, the excitement of having realized that these resources were coming now after having this conversation with you seems to be tempered, and rightfully so, because it's a massive, you know, undertaking. And so, you know, brick by brick, pebble by pebble, and then brick by brick is what it's going to take. But at least now, like you say, you see an opportunity. Whereas before, the same things that you've been fighting for, as long as I've known you, to fight for these resources and those kinds of things, didn't come. But it's here now. We can't waste the opportunity. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think I've been seeing the opportunity along the way, or I've been seeing what I perceive as opportunities as people who have a responsibility to take care of the people. You would think that they would see it as well. It's like the whole idea of being in government is to make life better for the people. You know, when I'm avoiding government agencies as if they're bill collectors, you know, like they're, you know, like I'm avoiding a bill collector or something, you know, it shouldn't be that way. I shouldn't fear the police. I shouldn't fear going down to the DMV. I shouldn't fear, you know, walking up to a parking checker, asking them, How am I illegally parked so it doesn't happen again? You know, this general conversations that I think the public should be able to have with public servants, that it almost seems strange It's like, wouldn't we lose the fact that civility in what we do as individuals and the relationship that we have with public servants, when did we lose that? And so that's part of a challenge too, getting our elected officials to understand that you have a responsibility to take care of the people. And sometimes Republicans have better ideas than a Democrat. Sometimes a Democrat has a better idea than a Republican, and there has to be a compromise somewhere. So if we take that and we extrapolate that to business, and you have all these black business organizations, or all these organizations that claim to advocate on behalf of black business, but we're not communicating with each other, we're not talking to each other, then where's the responsibility, or where's our leadership, and who holds us accountable? And so, and that's the challenge that I put out to, you know, to media, is like, hold us accountable, you know, call the other organizations that receive funding and ask them, what's your plan? You know, because I don't know. Well, I don't know what their plan is. I know that the 3000 Black Business Challenge is going to happen, and we're going to have fun with it. And we're going to give, a lot of people an opportunity to start a business, but I'm telling you, we could be doing 3,000 a year if we collaborated effectively with the other organization instead of over 3 years.
So part of this is, Governor Evers is the person who makes the final decision, arbiter of where these resources wind up going, and so he's the guy who basically said we're gonna put these resources there. What do you say about the fact that Governor Evers has made this decision? I mean, it's let's talk about that, because you know, rarely if ever have these opportunities come around. And again, and even higher up the food chain, the president of the United States. And all of this, can you imagine what would have been had the Build Back Better plan been passed? It would have been able to sustain this kind of thing even more, would you say?
Well, of course. And so, first of all, I appreciate the fact that the governor had enough insight to understand that this is something that needed to be done. Again, because everybody talks about, you know, when they get in office, they're going to make neighborhoods safer in, you know, they're going to, you know, okay. But until you put money behind what it is that you're talking about, it's just hyperbole. It's just a campaign slogan. I can remember when Tom Barrett was like, jobs, 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 right? Yeah, okay. 15 years later, you still have one of the worst in black communities in the country, right? It's just malaise. So I think that we have opportunity here to move the needle. And if, I was in a meeting last night and we were talking about, okay, we got a black mayor, we got a black county executive, we got a black sheriff, we got a black police chief. And it means nothing if there's no leadership as to getting people to understand how what has just happened benefits the entire state. It benefits, listen, most of the resources that these businesses that are going to be built and started, most of the resources that they need are going to come from somewhere. And most of the and who controls 98% of the resources in this country? White people do. And so it's like, we got to come to you for much of what we need anyway, because there's still many areas where we don't even have businesses that exist, right? There's capacity that we don't understand how to get to certain capacities. And so we're going to need the help of the majority community to get this stuff done. So everybody benefits.
So Ruben,
from this activity.
So let me say this. The reason why this is so crucial and so critical that this gets done and gets done properly is because this is the future for young people. You're in my time in our lives. This is not for you and I. This is to make sure that there's a future for the young people. And that's what we must continue to push, that they are the ones that need to benefit from a robust black business community. It's not going to change your and my life, but it has to be there for them that they have a fair and equitable opportunity at a fair life.
Well, no, I like to say that again. I don't plan on dying on the job, right? My job is to put in place a system that everyone understands is designed to create successful business owners. And when my work here is done, I plan to go and sit on a beach somewhere and know that I did the work that was supposed to be done.
Come on, man.
My board, the current board that we have, half of the board is under 25.
Right.
So I got a bunch of young people that are understand what it is that we're doing. We brought them to the board, and now they're. And I'm just gonna we're gonna set it on fire, man.
Hey Ruben, listen, man.
At some of this.
We gotta go, man. Thank you for a great conversation. It won't be the last. Really appreciate it. That's Mr. Ruben Harpo. Ruben Hopkins. He is the chairman and CEO of the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. Hey, man, we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. I got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.